More than 1,000 people are still unaccounted for after the Camp Fire disaster in Butte County. North State Public Radio's Sarah Bohannon has more on why that list is still considered to be somewhat raw and what's being done to find people who are safe.
Sheriff Corey Honey says the missing persons list for the campfire will likely fluctuate daily. He says there are many reasons for the up and down numbers. First, his department is now receiving more reports of people who are missing and who are safe. Second, there could be duplicate names on the list. And third, pop-up evacuation centers, the ones not coordinated by officials, may not all be communicating the names of people they're hosting.
If they're not part of that county system, it creates that kind of difficulty.
The makeshift shelter at Pleasant Valley Baptist Church, which closed yesterday, has been sharing names with the county. Pastor Tim Rule said while they were open, they kept track of the roughly 300 people who were staying there.
We had the number of the cot they'd slept on, number of the tent they slept in, when they came in, when they went out, if they saw the medical doctor here, if they applied for FEMA or not. We had all those list making, so we knew exactly the progress.
This week, the American Red Cross began sending out teams of volunteers throughout Chico in search of people who could be marked off of the missing persons list. As pop-up shelters begin to close and evacuees are moved to county-coordinated shelters, officials will have another chance to cross-check names. In Chico, I'm Sarah Bohannon.